Hare Krishna. Question from Anuj Verma, and he's quoting Srila Prabhupada, who quotes Hari Bhakti Vilas, that unless one is initiated, his devotional activities are useless, and he can again descend into the animal species. But at the same time, Bhagavad Gita says, Svapam apyasa dharmasya trayate mahato vayat. What about the statement where one is protected from the most dangerous type of fear, which is to take an animal birth again, just by some little service? He asks the question that if someone dies before they're able to get initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, does that mean that all his devotional service is useless? Does that mean that he has the potential of taking birth again as an animal? So the answer is no, not if that devotee hasn't rejected the principle of accepting the spiritual master and thinks himself to be above that, but circumstantially the situation is such that he wasn't able to attain that fulfillment of his desire of being accepted by a bona fide Vaishnava guru. Then swapam apyasya dharmasya, certainly, as Arjuna is asking, what happens to those whose efforts in devotional service are not samyak, they're not complete? So Krishna says, purva abhyasena tena vai, he'll continue from in his next life. That means that he left off at this stage looking for a spiritual master. Certainly in his next life he'll be able to find that spiritual master and take initiation. And Suchinam Srimatam Gehi, he'll take birth in the family of either well-off people or better than that of Vaishnavas, and he'll then attain the lotus feet of a pure devotee and progress onward on the path back home, back to Godhead. So this is the assurance for those devotees who circumstantially end up in that situation. But nonetheless, we should not waste our time, and rather we should make concrete efforts at making a connection with a proper Vaishnava who will act as Krishna's representative and guide us forward and offer our service through the disciplic succession to the Lord. His second question is, what about my chanting Hare Krishna? He says, I'm not initiated yet. Does that mean that my chanting is a waste of time? The same principle as earlier applies. It's not a waste of time. There's never any waste of time in chanting. One always gets a spiritual benefit, but still, in order for that benefit to really mature, have to embrace the principle of accepting Guru, and having done that, then ultimately one has to consummate that understanding and move forward, and in that way one will be able to chant Hare Krishna not only without offense, but ultimately one will be able to chant with love, because Krishna will reciprocate in kind. So upadekshanti te gyanam gyanina svatva darshana, that is the desire of the Lord. Hare Krishna.